The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, good morning. 8 a.m. Central Time. For those of you on the East Coast, it's 9 o'clock. You're looking at your watch going, okay, what's he talking about? Yeah, Dave Krieger with you. It's Friday, of course, the 17th day of February, 2023. And welcome back to the top of the hour. We're going to try to get Kevin Stockland from the Epoch Times on the show here at the bottom of the hour. But in the meantime, as always, the phone lines to you all listening out there, 844-769-2944, are wide open for any comment or anything that's on your mind you want to talk about, you want to address, you want to ask questions like Dave in New York just did about people down there. Are you having issues? You know, people all of a sudden start, you know, health problems start happening and boom, you know, it's like, well, what do you attribute it to? What have you done different that caused this issue? There is now a study about over 1 billion people being at risk for unsafe listening practices, especially in young people, using what? Earbuds! And going to loud venues increase their risk of hearing loss. Huh? Yet one study estimates it'll affect 1 billion 12 to 34-year-olds worldwide, and the effects of noise pollution don't stop just at hearing loss. Heart attack, stroke, reduced cognitive function, stress and early death are also possible. Not only that, hearing loss increases the risk of depression and dementia. Wireless earbuds, by the way, increase the risk of exposure to electromagnetic fields or non-ionizing radiation, which 250 scientists worldwide have petitioned the UN to address. It's associated with genetic damage, learning and memory deficits, neurological disorders, and cellular stress. Well, so are the jabs. You can protect your hearing and lower your EMF exposure by avoiding Bluetooth and Wi-Fi devices, using a battery-powered alarm clock, switching to a steam convection oven from a microwave, and avoiding smart devices such as appliances, thermostats, and TVs. Oh, no, not the TV set. Oh, no, we can't do away with the TV set. I'm a couch potato. I have to have. That's what we call a commentator. Yep. Your commentator sits on like a couch tater. And watches Roseanne. Now, she was funny the other night in Gutfeld. Man, they were in rare form. Jamie Lissau, everybody that was on the show the night that Roseanne appeared there as Greg Gutfeld's guest. I mean, they were in rare form. I was laughing. You know, that's why he's number one in late night TV, folks. Because he makes fun. He says the same thing we do. He makes fun of everything. Makes fun of the government. Makes fun of all these people out there that do just crazy stuff. You know, and long time ago, you know, this is something the comedian Dale Jones used to say. He didn't have, you know, this is way back when. He said they didn't have ADD or ADHD back then. Back then in the 70s when he was going to school, we called it stupid. Oh, you just got to love it. Mark in New York, how are you this morning, sir?
Just fine, Dave. Hey, I wanted to get people aware of the fact that all of Bill Cooper's MP3 broadcasts are online.
Oh, good.
You got to do a Google search. It's even got the broadcast from when he was doing satellite in the beginning, and then I think shortwave started approximately 3/4 of a year later. So his shows began in May of 92. And there's quite a few shows that none of us heard unless we were on satellite back then.
Right.
There is one of the sites lists all of his shows. They're MP3 players from 1 to almost 2000. But there are a bunch that are either repeats or wasn't on air. So you got to figure there's at least 1,800 shows and you can go right down the list. They're dated, they're numbered, and they're titled.
Wow. And where what's your source? I'm writing this down, Mark.
Well, if you try to use Angel Fire, you're not going to find it, but it is under Angel Fire. When I went to Angel Fire, I couldn't find what I was looking for. So I just used Google and typed in a search for Bill Cooper, Hour of the Time, H-O-T-T, episode MP3.
Okay, I'm making notes of all this.
Amazing. You know, for the past several months, I've been listening. I didn't get in tune until 99, so I'm hearing a lot of the shows that I totally missed, or the propagation, the shortwave propagation was so bad that you couldn't hear the program unless you heard a repeat somewhere down the line. But it's out there. I can't believe somebody has actually got all these, and they're in its entirety. They'll run the whole program, including the music he plays, and I'm running out of breath.
You know what? Mark, thanks for your call. I appreciate that. I would love to be able to go online and just download every single one of those things and put them in a file because, 1,800 programs, that would take somebody a long time to listen to. That's the one nice thing about archives. We have them here on the show for people who miss it. You can listen to our show, repeat. If you miss it between whatever broadcast time you're on, you can actually just go to thepowerhour.com and click listen now, and that same show will be repeating until the next one's recorded. So, and we also have an archive section, too, where you can go down the list and look at different shows you want to listen to and different guests like Dr. Bill Chobe, who was on yesterday. It was phenomenal. We were talking about life, liberty, and America. And, of course, we're also talking about people's right to exist peacefully, coexist peacefully in society. One of the ways that we can maintain our connectivity to each other, this is the thing, our modern lifestyle glamorizes connectivity, but it's all about the internet. Round-the-clock activity, conspiring to keep us awake far longer than is healthy. Yeah, the standard recommendation for adults, how many hours of sleep do you need to get per night? My average, 6, but 7 to 8. Now, I got 7 hours last night. Teenagers need around 9. Younger school-age kids may need upward of 11 hours. Oh, I don't know about these recommendations. Healthy sleep consists of 5 general stages. According to the studies, each stage lasting 5 to 15 minutes, with a complete cycle of light, deep, and REM sleep. REM is rapid eye movement. That's where your eyes twitch in your sleep. Taking between 90 and 120 minutes. Five general stages, right? You cycle through these stages 4 to 6 times a night. The cycling is tremendously important from both a biological and psychological perspective. So far, 51 DNA markers that appear to influence sleep have been found, including markers for long and short sleep duration, more in the evening personalities, insomnia, and high or low sleep efficiency, which is why we have Herbal Z's. If you're having a problem, you go to the Power Mall and you get some Herbal Z's. They're not addicting. That's what we do here. Brady in Las Vegas, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Doing fine, Dave. Thank you. I was researching again. I'll ask you a quick question. The year of 2005, that was the year of the avian flu or bird flu that was
right,
known
H1N1.
By the world. As, yes, and guess who was over in the Ukraine in 2005 as a junior senator from Chicago, Illinois?
Junior senator from Chicago.
Yeah.
Why was
this man over? His name was Barack Obama.
Yep.
Why was he over there working with biolabs when he wasn't even in politics, really?
Makes you wonder where they get their money from, huh?
Yeah, no, it just makes you wonder who's behind all this stuff. You know, who are the real globalists? Who's the Illuminati? the George Soroses of the world, the all these people in our government, our military, like Milley and the other ones that are behind all this nonsense in the Ukraine. How come they don't talk about peace at all and removing our troops from the Ukraine? And the answer is because they've been there since 2014. They've had a thing against Russia, our government, mostly the Democrat regime of the government here in the United States. They hate Russia completely. This war has nothing to do with Ukraine or Ukraine rights. They've been training all these people, which are the Azov Battalion, and now they have Azov Battalion patches on their arms, which are Nazi Panzer Division Adolf Hitler patches from World War II. But below them now they have the Black Sun, and the newest one is the ISIS patch. That's your Ukrainian military. How is that?
I don't know. It's craziness, isn't it?
None of this stuff makes the news, Dave. Not one thing I've said today you'll hear about ever. Then you're like, people probably listening going, and there's that crazy guy from Vegas again. But again, like you had the guest on yesterday, just for example, to switch topics, they said, I think it was on Jeff Rent's radio, but they said people that have been jabbed two or three times, they smell like cleaning solution.
Ooh.
Have you heard that?
It's amazing you would bring that up, because now we're going to all be going around sniffing each other. Oh, you smell like bleach. You know, I mean, that's a new thing for the grocery store, walking around going, is that you? I mean, can you imagine that? People are going to look at you weird.
The reason why I bring it up is we have where I live at down here, the lady in the office, she's been jabbed like three or four times now.
Oh, no.
So over the last year or so, I'd stop down in the office when you had to pay the rent and stuff, and I'd go in there and I'd be like, man, she's really keeping this place shiny. I can smell like she just cleaned. So I kept going in, and then I heard that interview yesterday, and then I said, I'm going to go up there and just see, because I got rent was due up there. So I walked up into the office. Sure enough, smelled like she just cleaned that place. She hadn't been near a sponge or any type of soap for 5 months.
Oh, my God. That's a new one. I tell you, like I said, Brady, you come up with stuff that's like, wow. You know, see, people out there that are awake and observant, I got to hand it to you, sir. I mean, I would have never thought to go around sniffing people to see whether they smell like bleach, or a cleaning solution. I'm just like, man, if this is a side effect, I think people need to, I could just see them all now. They're all sniffing their armpits. Is it me?
Maybe that's what Joe Biden has been doing all these years. He's been sniffing for bleach.
Yeah, that could be. That'll mess with your head, won't it?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But... all right, you have a good day, Joe.
Thank you, Brady. Appreciate it, man. I love it when the audience brings their own material. But, I mean, that's something new. We hadn't heard that one. Wow, you smell like cleaning solution. Oh, now please don't get any wild cockamamie ideas and go to the grocery store and walk up down the aisle sniffing people. Oh, you've been jabbed. Yeah, I can just see it now. People are gonna look at, how'd you know? You smell like bleach. Did you just get done cleaning someplace? The cleanest person on earth, man. They smell like cleaning. You've been around the cleaning products too long. Yeah, picked a great time to quit sniffing glue. Wow. Yeah, this is great. I love it. It's great when the audience brings their own material. We have another thing, too. For those of you wanting to avoid osteoporosis, that's this little thing. And you know you might have a little bit of it when your neck starts to crick a little bit and you hear it in your neck. When you move your neck around, you'll hear this crackling of the bones and stuff. It's a condition, osteoporosis, which bones become fragile from loss of tissue, often from a deficiency of calcium or vitamin D. It affects approximately 10 million Americans over the age of 50, and what's more, the likelihood of developing it over the age of 80 increases 30% in men and 47% in women, according to a 2017 review from Osteoporosis International. Maintaining vitamin D sufficiency is what helps support your bone longevity, according to studies. And there is a connection between vitamin D and osteoporosis. which is why we have the OptiVita Vitamin D 800 IU 60 count at the Power Mall, so you don't get osteoporosis. According to the International Journal of Molecular Sciences, vitamin D deficiency accelerates bone turnover, loss, and fractures, so it's no surprise that this condition, which already impacts 29% of all U.S. adults, is extremely prevalent in older adults with osteoporosis. And why is that? Well, when you get older, what don't you do a lot of? Unlike Darlene in Indiana, my farm girl out there, she goes outside and she gets a lot of vitamin D the natural way. A lot of people have to take vitamin D, which you should be, in order to reduce the chances of getting vitamin D deficiency, which I love these acronyms, VDD. It's like, oh my God, I got a case of VDD. Did he just say I had gonorrhea? I got the clap. Can you imagine that, going into the doctor and telling him I need a bottle of vitamin D because I think I have VD, and he's going to go, excuse me? We normally give you, you know, like a myosin drug or tetracycline or something for that, but no. You must be talking about VDD. There's an extra D in there, folks. Wow. I'm not making light of this. This osteoporosis sucks. It's terrible having that. And you know, you hear that crinkling, like I said, in your neck. The more you get it, the worse it gets. And you have a hard time. You can't turn your head without hearing that in your head. You know what I'm talking about. That's why we have the Power Mall. Oh, by the way, did you know the Power Mall is open right now? It's Central Time. So, you know, 877-817-9829 if you want to call up and get some vitamin D to help you out, along with the sugar to fiber. Those of you diabetics out there, you got to get it. We ordered bottles of it. It's coming here. We're going to try it. I want to see your blood sugar go down. I'm going to try this stuff because we had Frank Davis on. We're going to have him on next week again. I want to talk to this guy again about it because I know you got questions. People are saying, look, if it's something new and it's working, why not? So that's why the Power Mall lines are open right now if you want to call, because we got to get this, we got to get the show on the road and get people healthy. And man, if we've got this obesity problem like the government says we do, you're all fat. You know, no. It's like, you know, every time I think about that, I think about the clumps. You better cover your plate. You know, please don't you dare say that about mama. Oh, I would call if Cletus could walk over, you'd be limping back. I'll stick this up the crack of your, you know. You know that. Remember that sequence? I just bust out into tears laughing when I watch that. That's how I get out of my funk. See, everybody's got something they use. When they start feeling a little bit off and they start feeling a little depressed and life's getting it, I just watch comedy. I go watch Dale Jones on YouTube. You know, I do something crazy because, you know, laughter is the best medicine. Like making fun of our government. We do that all the time on this show. The government is begging to be made fun of, especially in the section of economy. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the U.S. could be in default by summer if the debt ceiling deal is not reached. Oh, my God, we have to reach a deal. Let's make a deal. That's right. Here's our big dealer. It's not Monty Hall. You know, it's their Congress that they're a bunch of whores like to write checks their body can't cash. Like I said, prostitution, second oldest profession. Politics, first oldest profession. So go figure, the two of them walk hand in hand. I mean, look at what was happening on Wall Street during the 2008 financial collapse. Yeah, we'll talk to Kevin Stockland about that too, because we have a lot in common, Kevin and I do, because I wrote the book Clouded Titles Mayday Edition, which, by the way, we have at the Power Mall for those of you who want to order a copy. And Kevin Stockland has also done the same thing with the Epic Times, and he's got he was a former investment banker. So like I said, we have a lot to talk about in the next half hour. Yeah, home prices in the Opportunity Zone redevelopment areas have fallen during the fourth quarter. That's interesting. This should get investors out there in full regalia. There are actually investors in parts of Florida that I'm aware of, especially up in Daytona Beach. There's a opportunity zone there. I think there's even one in Northport, as a matter of fact, in WKDW-FM radio land out there. They just joined us as a participating station in the program. A worrisome trend is emerging among credit card holders. Why is that? Because credit card debt amongst Americans right now, according to a new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, are nearing the $1 trillion mark. So we've got 322 million Americans. And the ones that are over the age of 18, which is the age of majority, the age where you can enter into a contract, that means you have to take away that part of the population that is under the age of majority and just look at the ones that actually possess credit cards, all right? I'm trying to put the critical thinking cap on here. $927 billion in the fourth quarter, credit card balances right now, increasing by $61 billion. People are spending money, but they're doing it off their credit cards. I think a lot of them are prepping. I think a lot of you're going to see bankruptcies take off. This is what happens. When you get all this credit card debt, people are just going, screw it. I'm going to file BK. End of story. I know it's going to be on my credit report for 10 years unless I use the credit restoration primer to get rid of it. Yeah, not guaranteed, but hey, I've gotten rid of bankruptcies off of using my materials in that book. That's available at the Power Mall, too, by the way. Those of you that are suffering from those major credit card balances, yeah, you can sit there. If you're just going to pay the interest only or just pay that minimum balance, man, it's going to take you 30 years to pay off that card. They're counting on it. Come on, man. Yeah. And is the egg shortage another conspiracy? I don't know. Just ask that person that smells like cleaning products at the grocery store. Median cost of eggs is 4.25 for a dozen. Oh, I've seen it a lot higher than that. And then you look at cage-free versus range-free versus, you know, whatever. I mean, everybody's got a gimmick for selling eggs. Have you noticed that? Large brown eggs, small white eggs. Two different prices. Which one's commercial? Which one's farm-raised? Which one's healthier? And you wonder why people are looking at egg shortages and thinking, I think I'll get a flock of hens. I did. I like my farm fresh eggs. Some farmers have stated that chicken feed made by Purina may have been altered to contain lower amounts of protein and minerals, leaving chickens unable to lay eggs. So now you want to talk about a conspiracy? Not are they burning down eggplants and killing chickens. See, we go back to this July 2020 report from the Rockefeller Foundation. One shining steel rail. Rockefeller. You remember that from Fireside Theater? Yeah, that was 1970s material, folks. That's not new. That's not original material. I did not make that up. That's been out a while. Yeah, it's like the album they used to have, How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All? Or Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. Stuff that's just way out there. Yeah, we used to listen to all of that stuff and go, man, these guys were like way ahead of their time. You really had to go deep down into your crevices of your subconscious to figure those out, right? They want to create a centralized nutrition security system. This is what they're looking. They're predicting the coming food crisis. Come right out of the bed, in your face. Egg shortage began amidst a series of mysterious fires and other disasters at U.S. food processing plants. Of course, it was an accident. Of course, then you got all the avian flu outbreaks. Let's not forget that. We destroyed 58 million birds in 47 states. And that's why people want to get their own flocks. And I'm telling you what, just, you know, don't buy the Purina. I get Nutrina feed is what I buy at the feed store. I got away, and I'm sorry, Tractor Supply, but, you know, when I asked you about it, you guys sat there and like you had your thumbs up your asses. And I just asked you flat out, what is this stuff that you're carrying on the shelf? And why am I hearing that it's causing birds to not lay eggs? I'm not buying anymore from you. I'm going to go over to the regular feed store and I'm going to pay a little bit more for a bag of Nutrina feed because it doesn't have all the other junk. See, we're giving you the heads up here. For those of you who don't buy Purina, I mean, Nestle, that's who makes it. Nestle's doesn't make the very best. In fact, that bottled water they make is the worst for the plastic that floats around inside of it. Nestle, that whatever real life, whatever that life water is they have in the bottles there. Uh-uh. No, I don't buy Nestle products anymore. They're woke. And the junk you're drinking is not good. But this Purina feed, no. Don't buy it. Don't give it to your chickens. I'm telling you. If you don't want to have eggs on a regular basis, feed them the garbage and see what happens. They need protein. I give mine, as a matter of fact, grubs. You know the mealworms? Yes, I know. The ones that Noval Yuval Harari wants us to eat? Bugs. You need some bugs. Yeah, no, it's not. The chickens love them. It's protein for them, right? Same with the scratch. Thank you, Darlene, for that, by the way. I got the scratch grains, and they go crazy over them. Yep, love those scratch grains. All right, so see, we're getting tips from all the folks out there. Former Tesla employees at the company's autopilot facility in Buffalo, New York, by the way, are claiming the company fired them because they tried to unionize. They filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board alleging retaliation by Tesla, the electric car company. Bloomberg is reporting it. Claimed the company fired him illegally as retaliation for trying to engage in union activity and to thwart further attempts to organize. Well, here's the thing. Where are they? Buffalo, New York. Is New York a union state? Of course it is. And of course, the NHTSA, that's the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they got an acronym for everything. They've expressed serious concerns about Tesla's full self-driving beta software, which has prompted the company to issue a recall. This is, again, I have said it on the show over and over and over again. We are about 30 years behind the time in having up-to-date stuff that we can say climate change. No, we don't have that. 363,000 vehicles recalled. There's a reason for it. The recall affects 2016 through 23 models S, models X, 2017 through 23 models 3, 20 through 23 models Y that have installed or are pending installation of a software release that contains the auto steer on city streets feature. Nah, they've actually driven past people on the roadways, the interstates in California that are asleep while the car is set on autopilot. Boy, you talk about stupidity and risking death. Now you go right ahead. Another way that we're eliminating people from the face of the earth because of their own stupidity, because they trust technology. Oh, but we have to have electric windmills off the coast. Screw the whales. Who cares if they're dying? This is what these people care. It's all about the money. Centrica's annual revenues, by the way, the British energy producer, mammoth profits as a result of higher prices for consumers. UK oil and gas producer Centrica owns services provider British Gas. Record profits while they're gouging everybody in the UK. Wow. We're going to try to get Kevin Stocklin on the phone here after the bottom of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Yes, friends.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
Welcome back.
Power to the
32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, February. It feel good Friday, or the government is TGIF, right? The government is. Put your own F-bomb in there. See, when you're not transparent and you're not honest with Americans, this is what you get. And we make fun of you. And you deserve it. I only have a handful of people out there that I think are really trying to do the right thing and just praying to God that they don't get sidetracked and corrupted. I just hope that that is not the case. I mean, you get people like Buttigieg out there that is blaming Trump for the Ohio train disaster in East Palestine, Ohio. Well, we were constrained by law in some areas of rail regulation, citing a braking rule that was withdrawn under the Trump administration. You see, they always find a way to shift the blame away from themselves and their own ineptness. Yeah, Mayor Pete, go fill a pothole, would you? Stick your head in it first before you pour the tar in it. Don't give him any ideas. Fetterman might do it. Useless eaters. Remember me talking about that? Well, no, this actually, Harari actually said it. What do we do with the useless eaters? What do we do with the useless eaters? What do we do with the useless eaters? You know, oh, that's Drunken Sailor. Sorry, wrong song. We give them bugs, we drug them, and let them play computer games. Yeah, let them go up in the ozone. Yeah, Yeah, apparently all these folks that just, they don't get it. You know what I mean? They don't get what the powers that be have in store for them. So, you know, this is the one thing that we just love. Oh, there you are. How you doing, Kevin? What's going on? Kevin Stockland is with us. Yeah. Has the Epic Times. He's the director of the Epic Times' latest documentary, The Shadow State. Only the shadow knows what lurks in the hearts and minds of men. So glad to have you on there. And the thing is, used to be a former Wall Street banker turned film producer, and I can't help but remember all the times I sat there and watched The Big Short and Inside Job. I'm sure you've watched both of them, haven't you? They're not far off on the truth, are they?
Yeah, no, that was the last time the government and Wall Street collaborated, and we saw how that turned out.
Yeah, and that's why I wrote the book Clouded Titles. So, yeah, the craziness of it all. So now they want to try to move us into the cashless society. I don't think that's going to work out either, do you?
It's a frightening concept. You're talking about the central bank digital currencies and the move of cash. You know, this is something that world governments are pushing for. The Biden administration is beta testing it. And this would give unprecedented control to the federal government over everybody's privacy and their ability to buy anything or own anything.
Even yours and mine, because we're sitting here having this conversation, trying to be honest with our listeners. And we're so glad you joined us. I appreciate you more than you know. We have so much in common because we both studied this stuff. You from an investment banking perspective, me from a journalistic perspective. And with all the attorneys that I've interviewed and all the times I've been to court with homeowners being foreclosed on. I mean, this, you know, we're seeing it from both sides of the coin here, folks. I'm glad you're chiming in. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you want to chime in on all of this stuff. And then we got this other little problem out there called ESG, and you covered a lot of that in the shadow state, right?
Yes. So the shadow state was made really to help people to understand what ESG is, how the system works, who's driving it, and how it affects your personal life.
That's all woke corporations?
Yes. So ESG is an ideology, and it includes everything from climate change to racial equity. They've even thrown in gun control and abortion rights into the mix. But it's also a $50 trillion industry that is able to arm twist most of corporate America into going along with this agenda.
So now we have all these states out there. Oh, I like these short, choppy sentences. We have all these states out there that are now basically saying, hey, we're pulling out of Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. I mean, these are the guys that are driving this train. And I got to wonder when other people in private investment groups are going to start pulling out as well. Do you see that happening?
Well, it's going in both directions right now. So we've certainly seen Florida and Texas and West Virginia and states like this say that we're not going to work with BlackRock and Vanguard. We're not going to work with woke banks that are targeting industries like fossil fuels and firearms in our states. But you're seeing states go the other way. So, for example, they just had 14 attorney generals from states like California, New York, Illinois, Maryland that have gone the other way. They insist that these asset managers actually invest to push the ESG agenda, and they are using their state pension money explicitly to support these goals. So people who are cops, teachers, firemen, who want to rely on this money for their retirement may be surprised to learn that it's actually being used to support this agenda.
Wow.
So, you know, I don't know who's going to win in this conflict, but what's for sure is that it's definitely heating up.
Well, it is. And I mean, if I was employed or had a pension invested with CalPERS, I mean, that pension bunch had been in trouble ever since time began. And we all know that it's corrupt. I mean, everybody that's out there that studied this stuff. And when the crash occurred in 2008, look at all those pension funds that invested in all these CDOs, and everything went sideways. I mean, Bear Stearns, Lehman, I mean, everything just went to hell in a handbasket. And people lost their jobs. And I mean, it was great fodder for the movie industry. I mean, look, all the what they did. How is your shadow state different from what we saw as a result of the 2008 collapse?
Yeah, well, people aren't really looking at the ESG system and how it works. And what we wanted to do is look behind the scenes and reveal the architecture of it. I mean, just very briefly, you know, we talked about pension money, but the private investment is much bigger than that. So when you invest your money for savings or whatever, very likely you'll put it into some sort of an index fund because they're cheap and you just buy the whole market. Those index funds are controlled by three large asset managers, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. You buy shares in the fund, but you don't buy shares in Exxon or Apple or whoever. They turn around and they buy shares in those companies. That means they own the shares. You own shares in a BlackRock fund. BlackRock owns the shares in Apple. And what's the genius of this ESG movement is that they've realized that the power has been incredibly concentrated in a very small number of companies. And those three companies alone, and they're not the only ones, but they're the biggest, they are the largest shareholders in 90% of the S&P 500 companies. And the brilliance of the ESG movement is they realize the leverage. If we can get Wall Street behind this movement, we can control virtually all of the international corporations. And the power of the finance industry was demonstrated. You know, we saw it, for example, in Canada, when the truckers were protesting against the COVID policies. How did they stop that? They got the banks to come in and freeze their accounts and the credit card companies and say, you can't access your money anymore. You can't buy anything. You can't buy food or fuel or anything. And that shut down the protests overnight. So they've realized the power of the finance industry to control society.
And that's why the central bank digital currency scares a lot of people. And that's why more and more people, and I've told people, look, you know, if you go to your bank every day and you go to the ATM and you withdraw the max every single day, pretty soon somebody's going to start asking questions like, I've seen you here every day and you're withdrawing the maximum amount out of your bank account. What are you doing? You're depleting your bank account. Well, it's because I basically don't trust this central digital. Oh, well, we're not going to go in that direction. You know, I want to hear these small banks, these credit unions and people like that. You know, the Independent Bankers Association. I mean, I've known people that are affiliated with that. And public banking, like the Bank of North Dakota, you know, there's ways of fighting back. But I think people that are investing in Wall Street right now, and I don't mean to get sidetracked on that. It was just a thought that was passing through my head in the ozone in the universe. You did We All Fall Down, the American Mortgage Crisis. That was another documentary you did in 2008. I think people, you know, when they forget about history and they're being played with this rope-a-dope that's going on in D.C. right now with the balloons and climate change and the train fire in East Palestine and all this other garbage, and they're paying attention to all that, and they're not what's going on, watching what's in your wallet. You know, they're not watching that. They sneak up and bite you. Wall Street has not been very friendly to the independent investor, has it?
No, you know, there's been numerous studies that have been done, and actually, you know, at institutions like Columbia and Harvard and the London School of Economics, and showing that the returns from ESG funds are actually lower than if you were to just go out and buy the market. So, you know, there's a cost to this to people's personal savings and their investments. But it goes well beyond that. So the results of this movement is one of the industries that they're targeting the heaviest is the fossil fuel industry, as we all know. And it has resulted in a reduction in extraction and refining of fossil fuels around the world, which has created a shortage, which has created a price inflation. And it's not just what you pay at the pump. It's every aspect of the economy. It's manufacturing, transportation, farming. They are heavily reliant on diesel, and they are heavily reliant on fertilizer, which is a derivative of natural gas. So you're not only seeing pain in terms of investment returns and your retirement money, you're seeing your standard of living declining as a result of this inflation. And this gets back to the currency. This is loss of value of the U.S. dollar. The currency money is supposed to be a store of value, and yet we're seeing 7 to 10% of that value evaporate every year as a result of a lot of these policies.
Well, I bet your eyes were rolling in the back of your head when Biden all of a sudden just nixed the Keystone XL pipeline. That's not what got you started in thinking about, hey, I think I'll go produce a movie.
You know, that's part of it. But for me, it kind of started with questions. So I was seeing just very odd behavior at the corporate level. And you can take a case in point, you know, Walt Disney. You know, this is an entertainment company that produces entertainment for kids and for families, and they've built their reputation on that. Suddenly, they are fighting parents' rights laws in Florida. They are pushing for sex ed for kids in kindergarten through third grade. They are admitting that they are sexualizing their content. They have what they call a not-so-secret gay agenda. And lately, they're creating content to push critical race theory. Now, why would a company do something like this when it's alienating their customers? It's even alienating some of their own employees. Makes no sense from the point of view of shareholders or profitability or subscribers to Disney Plus. But it makes total sense if you look at it from an ESG perspective. So this is the ideology that ESG wants companies to support. Why would Delta Airlines, why would Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola fight voter ID laws in Georgia that the overwhelming percentage of the population across all races supports? Why would they do something like that? Again, it's a strange thing if you think in terms of a corporation's serving their customers and serving shareholders, but it makes total sense if you look at them from the perspective of ESG ideology. So these questions kind of got me started into investigating why would companies behave like this? And you start pulling at threads and more things come out. Next thing you're at, you know, covering the World Economic Forum in Davos and Climate Action 100 and all of these asset manager alliances, the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, the Global Financial Asset Managers Initiative, and all of these groups that are now set up to allow corporations to collude behind this agenda.
And the thing is they're all interconnected in some way, shape, or form through these common bonds. And then you say that there are more than just Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street that are playing in this. And of course, BlackRock has on their website, because I've been over to look at it, and it says, we do not, go in and buy people's foreclosed residential properties. No, they have shell companies doing it for them. That way they're not lying when they get on their website and say what they're saying. I mean, we know what they're doing, trying to turn us into a nation state of renters, because that's one of the ways that they can come in and maintain control. I saw this when the 2008 crisis came down, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote that book. And I've sold over 10,000 copies of it self-published. I can't get a publisher in New York to touch that book because it contains too much truth and research in it. And I got attorneys calling me from all over the country, Kevin, asking me these same questions. And I've done auditing of public land records, and I'm finding the same garbage that the servicers, all their third-party document mills and everybody else, tens of millions of these documents litter our land records right now. And MERS, I'm sure you know all about them. They hate my guts.
Yeah, I will say, the Epoch Times, it's a very hardworking group of reporters, but our jobs are also very easy by the same token. It's not hard to scoop any other newspaper because nobody wants to talk about these
things. Yeah, you're right about that.
And also, my job, all I do is, I just check out the latest progressive narrative and I just look into it. And you don't have to just barely scratch the surface to find the lies behind it and the deception. You had mentioned BlackRock, and I will also say they just got the green light from the FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, to increase their share of utilities up to 20%. And Vanguard is asking for the same thing. So it allows these investment managers to kind of front run all the regulations that are coming out of the Biden administration, all of the electric vehicles, all of the bans on gas heating in new homes, even the attempt to ban gas stoves. This is all pushing more and more people to dependence on the electric grid. And BlackRock and the other asset managers are able to front run this by buying up utility shares up to 20%. So this is a new green light that was given to them, and they are using that to retire coal plants, gas plants, and transition us to wind and solar, which is destabilizing the grid even as we're all becoming more dependent on it.
Wow. And see, this is the thing. It's like you have car charging stations catching fire. You've got Teslas catching fire. You got batteries that are inundated with salt water from Hurricane Ian. They're catching fire. I mean, literally, we are about 30 years behind in technology, but they're trying to push this interface and speed it up and advance it. And we're, like I said, we're so far behind in this thing. And now look what Britain is doing and Germany and everybody else. They're firing up their nuclear and coal plants again. China is building coal-fired plants like crazy, and nobody's holding them accountable. So, I mean, this is the thing. Now they want to take away our gas stoves. This part of the economy just really sucks what they're doing. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with Kevin Stockland. Go ahead.
So doesn't BlackRock, Vanguard, all of them, aren't they the majority shareholders in Norfolk Southern?
You know, I can't speak to that specific case, but they are becoming the largest shareholders in a lot of utilities across the U.S.
Well, it's my understanding they are.
Okay. Well, good to know. I mean, if you're doing research out there, Patrice, that we're not aware of, you know, bring it. Bring me the data.
Well, it would make sense. And what about this Kissimmee plastics plant that blew up yesterday in Florida?
Yeah, you know, again, I, you know, my focus has really been on the industry, so I appreciate the question, but I can't speak to that specific case. That's not something that I've actually looked into, so I don't want to pretend to be an authority on it.
Well, I mean, whether they're silent partners or whatever, they pretty much own everything, is my understanding.
Yeah, well, you know, we know about that, Patrice. We know that Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street are heavily invested in a lot of this stuff, and they're also buying up real estate. We know that already because I've got realtors on the ground in Florida that are telling me shell companies are coming in and offering 5 to 10% more than market share to buy up a house because they know that they can turn around. I mean, Fannie Mae, if you go to HomePath and you look at HomePath right now, And I've said this with a lot of people. Fannie Mae has sold off a whole bunch of its portfolio. And at the bottom of the assignments that are recorded in the land records, you'll see NPL1, NPL2. That's non-performing loan. You will see that. And Fannie Mae is selling them off. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Ginnie and Sally that securitizes student loans, they have all sold off a bunch of this stuff. There are 20,000 independent student loan trusts out there, REMIC trusts that have been started up. Kevin, I'm sure you know most of that stuff. You started with We All Fall Down about the mortgage crisis. The thing is that all this was baited when they repealed Glass-Steagall. That's what caused it.
Yeah, and, you know, housing is definitely one sector that the investment funds are accumulating in. The other sector is farmland. And so we're seeing quite a lot of pressure, particularly on small family farmers, from regulations that are coming out of the Biden administration. It's coming out of the SEC and the EPA, not to mention economically what they're suffering from rising prices of fuel and fertilizer. But at the same time, we have the same trend going on that huge investment funds are buying up farmland across the U.S. Some of them are foreign-based. Some of them are even China-based. The largest single holder owner of farmland in the United States right now is Bill Gates through various shell companies. So this is another example of the industry not only kind of front-running regulations, but also taking control of the most essential things in our lives. It's fuel, it's food, and money. You know, if you want to control the population, those are your three levers. And we're seeing movement in all those three industries.
So basically, and thanks for your call, Patrice. We appreciate it. I know you all, my listeners come up with all sorts of different aspects of life here that, you know, it's not just everybody wants to, what do you mean you're taking away my gas stove? No, see, that they hear what they want to hear, and they don't understand that this is part of a bigger picture that you've been doing the research on here as far as the Shadow State movie, the documentary goes. But the thing is that this ESG and what they're doing now is just layer upon layer about what happened on Wall Street. It's just a different animal, but in essence, it's going to do the same thing. It's going to further strip us of not only our rights, but our wealth. That's what you see happening, right?
Yeah, so this is one of the themes that we cover in the movie, is this partnership between the government and corporations, and they are increasingly feeding off each other. So the government is willing to not only subsidize and allow companies to front run their policy, but they're also willing to look the other way with monopolistic behavior. So, for example, Parler wanted to set itself up as a competitor to YouTube, and the government decided it didn't like things that were being said on Parler. Well, Amazon, Apple, Google, they stepped up and they basically shut that down, and they have the power to do it. This is classic monopolistic behavior, but the government was happy to look the other way as they eliminate competitors and even supported it. In return, what the government gets is that these corporations are doing for the government what the government is legally prohibited from doing. And I'll give you just an example of that. So I think we're all aware of the scandal that's now come out with Twitter, that Elon Musk has opened the books, and we've had reporters going in and seeing the correspondence between Twitter and the FBI and the Department of Justice to silence political speech, which is the most protected speech in the United States. Federal government cannot do this, but they can get Twitter to do it, they can get Google to do it, and they can get Facebook to do it. You know, there's another example, for example, firearms. The government is not allowed, according to the Fourth Amendment, prohibited from unwarranted search and seizure. They have to get a warrant to do a search. Well, they can get banks to do it for them. And they got Bank of America after January 6th to mine all of their customers' accounts and see who traveled to Washington, D.C., who might have bought a firearm in the last month. So, you know, all of this is illegal for the government to do, but they can get corporations to do it on their behalf. The government, and I'll just throw out one more example. The government is legally prohibited not only from search and seizure, but from keeping firearms registries. There's a specific law against that. Well, they got credit card companies to do it. So now American Express, Visa, and MasterCard have set up a category code that will track Americans' purchase of firearms or anything from a firearms dealer. And they do this with the express purpose of handing over to the federal government any activity that they consider suspicious.
And there you have it. Kevin Stocklin, we appreciate it. We are out of time for today, folks. My out time flies. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Kevin Stocklin, The Shadow State documentary from the Epic Times, the director. Good luck with that and in your future endeavors with Epic Times. We appreciate you being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. Once again, Dave Krieger with you. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. What's left of it? Man, they're going to make a mess out of this if we the people don't stand up. See you on Monday.
Righteous our King is Yahweh, the three in one King is Yahweh.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.